This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. A 173-year-old wooden dam on the Mill River in Massachusetts is on the verge of collapsing, and that's forced the town of Taunton to evacuate some 2,000 of its working-class residents. The downtown area has been paralyzed, with schools closed and businesses on the main street shut. A break in the heavy rains has raised hopes for the dam, and some residents and shop owners have been allowed to return, but more rain is on the way. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, this is not the only dam in the nation deemed unsafe.
The dam in Taunton is an old wooden structure about 100 feet across. It's designed to let water flow over its top and through its floodgates. But early Tuesday morning, after a week of heavy rain that pushed the river over its banks, at least one of the timbers came loose, and the dam's been vibrating. So officials here are worried that the dam could shake apart, sending a wall of water crashing down into the town. All week, emergency crews have prepared to deal with the possible flood. National Guard and rescue divers are on hand. Engineers have set up pumps to help relieve the pressure behind the dam. And residents and business owners scrambled to load valuables into cars and vans to take to higher ground.
We was outside across the street looking at the river from our house, and then we seen the police coming down the street going door to door. And then I said, don't tell me, we got to go, right? It's like, yep.
Debbie Houston and her neighbors were feeding a pet pit bull outside a Red Cross shelter where they were staying earlier this week.
You know, I mean, I was scared inside, but, you know, we're worried about the house, but I worry more about the lives of the people. You know, you can always rebuild your house.
Of course, there were some people who refused to evacuate, and having a 170-year-old rickety wooden dam perched above a city of 50,000 people has raised questions about the state's safety program. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney this week ordered the immediate inspection of 186 private and public dams across the state.
I believe that we have a process which is generally working, but I think we're going to all take a very close look at it following the stress which our system has endured over the last week. We've had a number of dams that called for inspectors coming out and taking a close look. This is not the only one that's been at risk. It's the most severe risk given the number of individuals and the property that are entailed.
Aging unsafe dams are more common than people might think. The American Society of Civil Engineers gives the nation's dams a grade of D and cites a lack of funding for safety and maintenance. The group says since 1997, the number of dams deemed unsafe nationwide has risen by 33% to more than 3,500 dams. Lori Spraggins is the executive director of the Association of State Dam Safety Officials. She says at least 645 of the dams in disrepair are considered high hazard because if breached, they threaten residents' lives and property. You might wonder, how can that be?
Yes, how can that be? That's the question we ask. Dams need to be a major focus of regulation and money and policy.
Brad Irasi is a former head of the dam safety program in Maryland. He says part of the problem is sprawling development where neighborhoods crop up underneath old dams that used to be in the middle of nowhere. But he says often politicians wait for a crisis before they spend money on safety.
The states know how many unsafe dams there are. They know how many dams, if they were to fail, will kill somebody. So it seems to me that Massachusetts is kind of a warning signal to all the governors to take a look at your dam safety program.
And some in Massachusetts think the safety program here is broken. State Senator Jared Berrios says he's been looking into the issue over the past year.
There were two or three dam inspectors for almost 4,000 dams. And significantly, even upon inspection where something was found to be insufficient, there was no follow-up.
Berrios also says that back in 2002, the legislature gave state safety officials the power to force repairs and levy fines. But in 3 years, not a single fine has been levied, and the new rules have not been implemented. The state has recently hired a few more inspectors. In Taunton, the rains have let up, and the situation is improving, but engineers are racing to shore up the dam ahead of heavy rains expected this weekend. Chris Arnold, NPR News, Boston.